show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up. Stephen Coletti is an actor and TV personality. He played Chase Adams on One Tree Hill.
Chase Adams, bar owner.
But he's best known for the reality series Laguna Beach.
Surprise, surprise.
Stephen Coletti joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
This is one that Gabby is very, very excited about. Stephen, good morning. Welcome to Australian radio. Great to have you on the show, sir.
It is good to be here. I wish I was there in person, but this is the next best thing. So nice to talk to you.
It is the next best thing. And I am so excited because I was a huge Laguna Beach fan back in the day. I think anyone in Australia had these, I don't know, fantasies about school in the States because that's what all the movies were based around. So it being a reality TV show, one of the first reality TV shows and based around students in America in quite a high-end kind of area was very fascinating to me. How did you actually get on the show? Was it an audition process or was it just anyone who happened to be at that school?
Basically anyone who happened to be at that school. I mean, there was rumors flying around about MTV showing up for a while. And then one day they appeared with a desk in the middle of our quad for break and for lunch. Said, anybody come on over and fill out a packet. Naturally, I sat back pretending to be cool, being like MTV, whatever happened to music television. Like, I'm not going to fill out this packet with my buddies. And then in between break and lunch during one of my classes, I excused myself to go to the bathroom. Went up to the producers. I was like, so what's going on here? I eventually filled out this packet, eventually called me in for an interview.
So good. Gabby mentioned in her first question there, Laguna Beach, it's one of the OG reality TV shows. It was in the very early days of reality. And reality has changed a lot. In some ways, it can even be a bit exploitative these days, reality television. Did you experience any of that back then, or was it a simpler time?
I mean, I feel like you got to know what you're getting into with any reality TV show. I mean, you can look back on Laguna Beach and say, all right, wait a minute. There are these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. They don't look sober sometimes. I know I, for one, wasn't.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like, they know what's going on, but is it, you know, are they going to, if they looked at you and said that that's kind of not what they're hoping for and like not looking forward to taking advantage of those opportunities where your decision-making is, you know, has fallen by the wayside a little bit. I think that, you know, if they're being honest, they're going to tell you that's what they're hoping for. So, I mean, but there's a, you know, a push and pull there. That's reality TV. I think that when you're dealing with teenagers and looking back in hindsight, I mean, I wish I'd known some things about the way the show was going to turn out or what they're going to use and maybe been able to make some better decisions because I obviously went into it very naive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to hold myself accountable for my own actions.
There's been a lot of spin-offs from Laguna Beach. There was The Hills. There's The Hills New Beginnings on at the moment, very Cavallari. It's all been very various different shows, but with old castmates from Laguna Beach. You haven't thought about continuing on in the reality realm?
You know, I after doing Laguna, it was pretty traumatic experience, I think, when it came out and kind of seeing what the show was and the focus of it and how things were being portrayed. And it's just a big shock to the system. And it's funny, I was going to school actually up in San Francisco, San Francisco State University. And I went there like kind of looking for a fresh start, not because I was trying to run away from anything, but just because a new culture, a new experience in college. And no one was going to really know me up there. I was going to meet new people. And then the show came out right when I stepped foot in college. So I didn't really think that one all the way through, of course. And of course, never expected the show to end up, you know, being what it was and for people to actually watch it, you know, and I didn't think there was no way it was going to be interesting. So, I feel like it's hard to see myself. I felt like I did enough for a couple lifetimes in those seasons. I was happy to come back and do an episode for MTV. It did one of The Hills. But no, I caught the acting bug and I just felt like I'd put enough out there back then and I was happy to put reality down. But hey, if Bear Grylls comes calling and he wants me to go, maybe the Outback or something, I'm in. I'll do 12 episodes of that.
That's great. Stephen,
Naked and Afraid? I don't know.
Put his name down for Naked and Afraid. Love it. Of course, you went on to do like better part of a decade on set at One Tree Hill, which we all remember so fondly. But tell us about your new project, Everyone Is Doing Great, because you team up with someone else who we recognize, and this is available now on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, we're so excited to partner up with Paramount Plus, and we're launching August 11th there. And Paramount Plus is, and Everyone Is Doing Great at the same time. So James Lafferty and I, we basically built this show starting in 2017 and wanted to create a comedy about a world that we knew very well, which it's kind of it surrounds the entertainment industry, if you will. But it's this perception versus reality, kind of playing with intimate moments of these guys' lives who maybe they're looked at as one way outside of their house and recognizable to a lot of people, but who they are, you know, at home and as they're trying to figure out life just like everyone else.
Interesting. I can't wait to see it. Before we let you go, though, I do need to ask you, we want the exclusive. Now that Kristen Cavallari is single again, are you guys hooking up?
Kristen and I are good buds. I'm thankful that over the years we've been able to maintain a good friendship. But, you know, we had our fun when we were young pups back in the day.
Still having fun?
we enjoy our talks as friends.
Okay.
She's real direct, isn't she, Stephen? She doesn't sugarcoat her questions at all.
We love Kristen. She's a pistol.
Good on you. We love you too, Stephen. Whether you know him from Laguna Beach, One Tree Hill, or Stream, Everyone's Doing Great, the new project that's on Paramount Plus, like we said, right now. Stephen Coletti, such a great guest on the show. Thank you for your time, mate.
I appreciate you guys. Nice talking to you. The Hit Breakfast Show.